The gold and silver markets are in the intermediate leg of a sell-off. Macro discretionary has been selling, taking profits to bullion banks that have been buying, locking in losses. But a little bit of a snowball effect has started, and that has driven the metals below levels that they have not been in a while, on their way to moving averages that we have not seen in a while.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. In today's market rundown, Gold VIX market rundown, we will be talking about the CTA wildebeest. They are back. They are driving the market starting yesterday. They're in the driver's seat. They may be driving the car off a cliff, but they are in the driver's seat. You may ask yourself, well, Vince, you were saying macro discretionary was selling and bullion banks were buying. You know, what's up with that? Well, we cracked the level yesterday that we had held a couple other days, and CTAs are a big reason for that. And surprisingly, they don't hate the metals. They hate the stocks. We'll get into what that means in a second. But there you go. That's what we're going to talk about. There's the front page. Founders have some, we have some pretty connected people in Founders. And one of them is in Asia. And he's helped us out with Taiwan in the past, as well as Syria. And he put together a piece that we wanted to share with everyone, the coming Yalta 2 Accord. And that's a geopolitical post. Nothing too controversial, but something very insightful, I think. We also posted it on Zero Hedge, and we think they gave it some love. So we're happy for that. There's the rest of the page. You know the drill. You can look at that while we go through the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged at 426. Dollar's 107.34, up 4 after being very strong yesterday. The S&P 500 is 58.77, bouncing 9 handles. The VIX is 21, unchanged offered. VIX gold is 28.55. Down 21. Silver is $31, down 17. Again, gold's underperforming on the sell-off. And silver is, well, that's because you have some funds that are unwinding a spread. Copper, 450, down 3 cents. WTI, 69.65, down 70 cents. Nat gas, 397, down 7 cents. Bitcoin, 85, 80 spot 500, down 4 grand. Oof. Palladium, 915, down $2. Platinum, 942, down $5. Gold, silver, stable at 92-ish. Soy, corn, wheat, 1020, 467, 567, up almost 2, up less than 1, up 4.5. All right, let's get to it. A quick reference, wildebeest. What are the wildebeest? Well, it's a term that we use to characterize, to describe the CTA cohort of traders, financial traders, purely financial traders in commodities. They also happen to trade everything. But what are CTAs? Essentially, they are the old school retail cohort combined into one contingency. So they become like futures traders, managed money at a smaller level. So doctors and lawyers, stereotypically, that used to call on their phone and say, buy me gold. Well, now their CTA, their commodity trading advisor, buys and sells gold for them, usually algorithmically. We have been CTAs for a very brief period of time. There's too much regulatory stuff for us to go through, and we did it, and it was too much, too time consuming. So we just went back to managing money as a trader. All right. So why am I bringing that up? Well, CTAs, those of you that have been subscribing for years now know that CTAs can be very significant drivers of price in the short and intermediate term. And we've written about them frequently because in the past, in gold and silver, they were the biggest players because no one cared about the metals, right? And so you can see some of the stories that we've written about. The thing about CTAs is when we wrote about them, we were remarkably correct because it was easy for us to see the behavioral trend and what it would do to the market. So, for example, the couple examples here. Could be the biggest buy season ever analysis. That was in August of 24, right? You know, the market was already in a good place. And we said, well, buy season could be huge this year. And buy season from which starts in October, right? From October through December, it was massive. Now, it wasn't because of the CTAs, it was because the CTAs were part of it. Very important CTA pre-sell season. Same idea, same idea. This is, you want to be long gold coming out of sell season, which was October. So there you go. The word will, there it is. Silver CTAs, dumb as stampeding wildebeest herd. Now, if you look at the date of this, May 15, 2022, we said the CTAs are going to drive this lower, and it drove the market lower for, it was months before it stopped. They were actually making money being short. And when it reversed, it was reversing, I think, in October, which was buy season. And that was when India showed their hand as the big buyer of silver. Anyway, the point is CTAs are very predictable in their behavior. And in big markets, they really don't affect direction much, but they will add a little fuel to the fire. In markets that nobody cares about, which is basically precious metals until 2 years ago, they were the market. When they got in, the market went up. When they got out, the market went down, and nothing stopped them. The banks were giggling, making money off of them, probably at the time. I know that we used to in options. Okay. But gold and silver became mature, real markets. And CTAs, I haven't talked about them in a while. Why am I talking about them now? Well, they're really long. And they're really long stocks. And they're panicking on stocks right now. And if they panic on stocks, remember, they're wildebeest. They panic on everything. They just run to the exits on everything. And that's what I think we're seeing now. Let me get into that. So there's the preamble. Yesterday, Zero Hedge put a story out late in the day entitled, partially entitled, Morgan Stanley Warns Selling Panic Triggers CTA Liquidations. And as I was scanning that story, I saw one of those whisker charts or contingency charts. And let me just par I'm heavily paraphrasing from them here. Yesterday, Trump stirred the pot early with clarification on his tariff comments from yesterday, which he explained were in no way dovish. That sent the peso, the loonie, the yuan, and the euro reeling, which hit stocks and hit the metals as correlations became front and center in financial markets. Continuing from the article, they noted with the S&P falling below the 50-day moving average and 100-day moving average since, but more importantly, the short-term CTA trigger level of 60/45 trend-following CTAs, which were max long stocks, could start selling. And that little chart there, those of you familiar with our work know that we will look at these very closely when it comes to commodities, specifically gold and, for me, oil. We don't get them in silver that much, but the good news is we have one of them today for silver. All right. So what do equities have to do with metals? Well, as it turns out, plenty. CTA long exposure to commodities has almost been entirely in metals. And they got even longer over the last month as we saw the market rally. When panic sets in one sector, in this case, equities, it becomes wholesale panic as leveraged retail players, CTAs, move to cash and everything. Ultimately, this creates opportunities for bulls in stocks and metals, but not, and energy usually too, but not before they actually re-enter getting short the other way. Now, stocks is harder to pick the turnaround, but metals, it's like they're long, they're puking, they're puking, they're puking. And then they say, oh, let's get short. And they get short. And that's the bottom. Like they're the retailist of the retail. The last time they did this in a big way, meaning got short, not gotten out, but got short was in 22, and it was pronounced in silver. You'll frequently, if you listen on Sundays, you'll frequently hear us call about fish hooks. Well, a fish hook usually accompanies these types of behavior. So the two things that will stop this market from selling off now are if they get short or if a central bank steps in and says, you know what, I think I want to buy this level. And they did buy yesterday, but they have more to buy. Now, we're going to go more into that in premium. But I want to blow this chart up to give you an idea. Over the last month, okay, they were long precious metals. They got longer, okay? And by the way, light green to dark green, it means they're butting up against their max, okay? Energy, $35 billion. $31 billion. Now, why is it darker? Well, it's darker because they really got heavily long in natural gas. This is like they actually got short oil and long natural gas. Base metals, short $14 billion to long $12 billion. That's a huge swing, and that means some of that money went into silver. We have plenty more detailed charts to go into. We fortunately got access to one of those Goldman reports, so we're going to share that at the end. But between now and then, let's get back to the stories. All right. News and analysis. Gold funds take profits. Banks lock in losses. That's right. That's what's happening. Macro sold, taking profits. Banks bought, taking losses. And now you have another contingency that is selling. And that's the CTAs are selling. Question is, are the macro going to buy it from the CTAs? Remember, they did before. I don't know that they're going to do that again. It's possible. Geopolitics, the coming Yalta 2 Accord. We mentioned Michael Oliver and Alistair McLeod. To re-mention, as we have it at the top here, Goldfix will host Michael Oliver to discuss silver, gold, stocks, bonds, and the current events with a live Q&A for founders. Sunday, 2 p.m. Now, where were we? There we are. Special football edition for those of you in the know. Goldfix PM. And let's move on again. Market news. Here's the news that drove everything yesterday. The U.S. plans next week to impose an additional 10% tariff on imports from China over its role in the fentanyl trade. I meant to say over 25% and move forward with 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico, President Trump said Thursday, setting up a pivotal week for his protectionist trade agenda. They really do hate this guy, don't they? The China move, slated to take effect Tuesday, along with Canada and Mexico actions, doubles up on the previous 10%. Okay. I think this is important, right? Because I think going forward, I don't think he's going to bluff on these. In February, when he announced on Saturday the February tariff, and then on Monday, he didn't back off, right? They backed off, but really it was a mutual back off. On Monday, the stock market came in cratering. Oil came in stronger, and gold came in weaker, but nothing crazy. And when you look at oil, when you look at stocks, as the president of the United States, those are the barometer for whether you should or shouldn't do something. So stocks cratering, oil spiking, and he wants weak. He wants lower oil, he wants high stocks, and he wants a weaker dollar. It was not good, right? So whatever Mexico and Canada said that they would do, he said, fine, that's done. I'll hold off for a month. I'll give you a month of a look. And he gave them a month, you know? And everybody thinks it's over, there's not going to be any tariffs. And I'm one of those. But there's a piece of the calculus that was missed, and that is the meeting with Putin in Riyadh, potentially, over the Ukraine, European situation, is a big face-off for him. And he can't be seen to go into it weak. And so March 4th, he's like, guess what? A month is up. Not only am I going to do 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, I'm going to do 25% tariffs on Europe. And I'm going to do another 25% tariffs on China. And then I'll throw another 10% on top. He's really showing that he's not messing around. And whether he is or not, I don't care. The point is the markets say, we think he's not messing around. You know, he also made some crazy statements. They seem crazy, but he's just being tough. You know, he said about the Ukrainian war, either it will end soon or it won't end. You know, he's getting ready for the meeting with Putin. And you'll note that even though he's announced there will be one, he hasn't announced a date. And my guess is he will announce a date that he wants to do it when Putin is on the lows, if you can imagine it. All right. So there are the other stories. Moving on. Data on deck. PCE today, very important. It's 8:10 now. It's probably going to be out by the time you see this. Let's go through a summary and a final market check. Now, for summary purposes, the gold and silver markets are in the intermediate leg of a sell-off. Macro discretionary has been selling, taking profits to bullion banks that have been buying, locking in losses. But a little bit of a snowball effect has started, and that has driven the metals below levels that they have not been in a while, on their way to moving averages that we have not seen in a while. This is in due course when you have commodity trading advisors selling, also booking profits as we head into the neutral part of the year. Expect this to continue unless there's an event to drive them higher, especially since Trump is not backing off on tariffs. Now, while tariffs are financially bearish for metals, it causes people to run for the exits, the dollar strong, correlations snap back in place. They are unmitigated bullish indicators for gold and silver fundamentally. Why? Because I don't care if you tariff metals or not. Really, you can't tariff metals, but another conversation. If you tariff metals or not, if you don't tariff metals, and I'm a foreign country dealing with the US and they're throwing tariffs out there, I'm a buyer of gold because I need to get out of my dollars. Because tariffs don't work if you don't own dollars. So tariffs accelerate de-dollarization. All right. Enough with that. It was a long summary, right? Okay, so here we go. Starting with gold. Here's your daily. It looks like we have, this is why I wrote 27. This is a moving average that I kind of threw in there a couple days ago, a week ago about. So I think we have a destiny. I think we have a date with 2770, right? 2870, 2770. Excuse me. If you want to be here, my two levels, here's my two levels, right? I'm not considering being bullish until we get above 2892. And that would be for a short-term trade. I want to see how it acts there. And as long as we stay under there, I believe that this market is range bound with a bottom down here. So I'm bearish, you know, I'm bearish, right? I'm bearish right now, but I'm not sure because I'm bullish genetically, right? So this area cracked. You could say this is an area, and maybe it is, but I'm not going to play it that way. Expect another week or two of this, at least. Silver. Silver is going to deceive you right now because it's going to hold up relative to gold. And if you think that's a reason to be bullish, you could be right, but I would say you're crazy. I think it's just basically hedge funds saying, oh, let's close our gold shorts and let's close our gold longs and buy our silver shorts back. So that's what's happening. I want to see the open interest. Here's what I want to see for me to be start looking at a bottom. I want to see the open interest in gold go up as the market's going down. I want to see the open interest in silver go up as the market's going down. That means someone is stepping in saying, I'll catch that knife, right? New longs get it, right? And it also means shorts are getting it. Like CTA is going, oh, we want to sell when it's down 5%. You know, that's how that works. So I want to see open interest go up in a down move. So a day, a couple days, 3 days in a row, who knows? But that's it. Absent my fantasy, if news items come out, then I'll be ready to trade on it. So you can see silver's already messing around with the moving averages again, right? Remember, the 200-day moving average was the support last time. I mean, it didn't look like support, but it was. On a weekly basis, it would hug it. And for gold, it was the 100-day moving average, right? That's where we stopped there. So there you have it. That's my take on it. Have a great weekend. You're in the right place. Catch you later.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again next week. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.